She kisses little Katie's forehead as she turns out the light. A night ahead in a lonely bed, she's a military wife. She pushes back a tear, then sinks into a chair. Her mind says that's the way it is, her heart says it ain't fair. She knows the price of sacrifice, but she's proud to take her place in that unsung corps of warriors who stay behind and wait. They also serve those who stand and wait, praying by the foe to learn their loved one's fate. But they're still in the war, and let there be no mistake. They also serve those who stand and wait. Jake climbs on the school bus, marches bravely to his seat. His dad's not home to say so long like his friends along the street. He has to be the man at home as long as daddy's gone. He promised him the day he left that he'd be brave and strong. So he tells his little sister, don't you worry, daddy's coming home. He's 8 years old, he's a soldier son, and he can hold his own. They also serve those who stand and wait, praying by the foe to learn their loved one's fate. But they're still in the war, and let there be no mistake. They also serve those who stand and wait. Mothers and fathers, daughters and sons, they don't wear a uniform or carry a gun, but they're still in the war. Those who stand and wait, praying by the foe to learn their loved one's fate. But they're still in the war, and let there be no mistake. They also serve those.